Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Another parable Jesus put before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old. The Gospel of the Lord.
I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to church. Today in the Gospel, we had several parables about the kingdom of heaven and what it's like. We had the mustard seed, yeast, treasure, the pearl merchant, and a fishing net. All of these are tied together by themes of hiddenness and abundance. So I'm not going to preach on all 7 of them. I am just going to take the first 2 and look at those and see what we can learn about the kingdom of heaven from the parable of the mustard seed and the parable of the leaven. So, Jesus used common images that his very unsophisticated first century audience would easily identify and understand. Over the 2,000 years of biblical commentary, those images have been used in very strained metaphors and convoluted analogies and allegories. And so, like, the mustard seed has been used as anti-empire, as anti-purity laws, and as in support of the resurrection. But I say, let's look at these parables like Jesus' audience would have looked at them. I mean, a mustard seed is a mustard seed, and birds are birds, branches are branches, yeast is yeast, flour is flour, and see what they can say just with those everyday images. So both of these 2 parables share similar structure. Someone plants or hides something small. And then whatever, either the mustard seed or the yeast, are allowed to do what they do naturally. The mustard seed is not the smallest seed that Jesus' audience would have known. And they would hear that. And I suspect Jesus does this for exaggeration and to get his audience's attention. They would have known that the cypress seed is smaller. I'm not sure if they had orchids, but the orchid seed is smaller also. So that would get them to sit up when he says that the mustard seed is the smallest seed. And then I want to look at the yeast. Now, I think of yeast as it comes in a little package, you sprinkle it in, and then it's tiny. But that's not actually the yeast that they would have identified with. What they would have seen would be more like a sourdough starter. And so you take a small piece, and from that small piece, a large amount of dough will form if you knead it in. So these are common everyday things. I want you to keep that in mind. They're small, and then they grow into something that is exaggeratedly large. How many of you would equate 3 measures of flour to 3 cups of flour? That's what I did. I assumed it's about 3 cups. No, it is not. 3 measures of flour is about 40 to 60 pounds of flour. So we have a story here of taking something small. And the Greek word that is translated in the NRSV as mixed, the woman mixed it in, is actually the Greek word for hid. So she hid this sourdough starter in 40 to 60 pounds of flour. That's more flour than one person could ever knead by themselves. It also is more flour than one person could eat by themselves. So we have this great abundance that is the kingdom of heaven. The mustard plant says it became a bush that grew into a tree. There has never, ever been a mustard tree except in the parables of Jesus. They did have a black mustard plant, which was a bush, but it did grow to be 10 feet tall. So it is a very big bush. But by saying it's a tree, once again, Jesus is getting his audience to pay attention, and he's exaggerated the smallness of the seed, and he has exaggerated the largeness of the bush. So we learn something from that contrast. Something begins small, and it turns out abundance. So what can we learn about the kingdom of heaven from these 2 parables? First of all, the kingdom of heaven is right at hand. It's in the present. It broke in with the advent of Jesus Christ and is not yet complete. The kingdom of heaven will be complete in God's time, not ours. But it is here now. It is present when birds have branches to nest in. And it's present at a communal oven in Galilee when people have enough to eat. The kingdom of heaven is present when something small is planted or added and is allowed to do what it does naturally. It doesn't require us to micromanage it. Imagine if that we needed the bread and we didn't just leave it alone to rise. If we keep messing with it, what happens? We ruin it. So that's a lesson for us. We don't have to micromanage everything. It's not about us. It's about the work of the Holy Spirit. If we had to describe the kingdom of heaven today, I don't know, what would you say? For me, the kingdom of heaven is present when all are drawn to God and to each other in love, where kindness abounds, and where self-interest is replaced by love, care, and concern for others. We don't have a completed kingdom of heaven, but what we have now, I like to call pockets of heaven. If I had to describe pockets of heaven in my life, I would say morning prayer is a pocket of heaven. Bible study is a pocket of heaven. Sunday worship, a kind word from someone, an act of care and concern, and singing to God. Those are all my pockets of heaven. We all have them. One thing these parables do tell us is that the kingdom of heaven needs somebody to initiate it. Somebody had to plant that seed. Somebody had to add the yeast and knead the bread. We need to initiate the kingdom of God, to plant the seed, to knead the dough in kindness, in sharing the love of Jesus. But God doesn't command too much of us. These are little things that we can do, and then let the Holy Spirit take over and do what the Holy Spirit does. We may not see the results of our actions, of our words, but if we plant the seeds, they will grow. Harv Newland, my sixth grade teacher, who taught me that Jesus is in my heart and is not some person up in heaven, will never know that his words bound me to Jesus and have eventually led me to be a priest in the Episcopal Church. He sowed that seed, and then the Holy Spirit worked on me. So today, I tried to think of an image to illustrate the kingdom of heaven today. The kingdom of heaven is like the website of a camera feed watching an eagle's nest in Big Bear Valley in California. It began with one follower, and over time has grown to 2.4 million followers. Those followers, when they heard that the habitat of the mating pair, Shadow and Jackie, was being threatened by a proposed resort that was going to be built in their hunting ground, helped to raise $10 million to buy over 60 acres of land around the nesting tree. Shadow and Jackie have nested in that tree for 8 years. These people have also flooded an eagle rehabilitation center with donations because about 10 days ago, Jackie got attacked by two younger eagles and was injured. So she's recuperating now at this eagle facility that has now had a big insurgence of funds. I'm sure that when they put that webcam up, they probably thought they were just putting up something nice for people to watch and see some nature. And no one could foresee the good that would come of it. And that is how the kingdom of heaven works. So keep your eyes open to how God blesses you every day. Pay attention to the pockets of heaven in your life. And finally, do your part to plant the seeds of kindness and generosity and love. Amen.